Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I know you're all here for the big news that Matt Orzech, the long snapper of the Packers, has been given a three-year contract extension. That's it. End of video. No, I kid, of course. It's the initial 53-man roster, which legit looks like it has just been sent out by the Green Bay Packers. Clearly, they were waiting for Packers Daily to start, and here it is, legit going live on Packers.com as I speak to you. Only really kind of one question left in my mind as far as Jacob Monk and who has been placed on injured reserve designated to return, which we talked about on my conversation with Justice regarding Monk. I thought that would probably be a very good way of handling the hamstring issue and or possibly taking the year off and giving him an IR for the season, but they have put him on designated to return. So he will miss the first four games and then be able to be brought back at some point if they so choose. Outside of that, I don't think there are any shocking moves today. I do think there are a few minor surprises. Clearly Isaiah Simmons and Mecole Hardman both being released. Maybe outside chance that Hardman gets brought back after week one so that they don't have to pay his fully guaranteed salary, though I suspect he'll sign with somebody prior to that. And then I think Kalen King was a bit of a surprise. I thought he had a really good summer, played some really good ball, but I do think he gets caught in a positional thing where he's run primarily in the slot, not exclusively, but mostly. As a slot guy, and they have a number of slot guys already in their cornerback room. But overall, it's not a shocking kind of 53-man roster, right? When you look at almost every position group fell the way I think most people expected it to. I think Malik Heath making it over Mecole Hardman is a testament to Heath's hard work, really improving as the summer went along, because I didn't think he started camp gangbusters, so to speak, but I thought he worked his ass off and certainly looked probably his best in that final preseason game against the Seahawks. A couple other things, Christian Welch making it, man, you absolutely love to see that. I just want to make sure that we don't have any other news as far as IR. Again, I'm legit just looking at this as it goes live. As suspected, the other injured reserve designated return slot goes to Marshawn Lloyd. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. Makes all the sense in the world. You certainly hate how he's been obviously snake bit so far in his NFL tenure, but at least there's the opportunity to bring him back after a month or so, and hopefully he's right and able to contribute at that point. A couple other things. You look at Tyron Hopper clearly being the kind of the go-to most improved guy. Certainly the way you act and talk about draft and develop, he is the poster child for what they want and what they're hoping for and what they're looking for when guys make that expected jump. Doesn't always happen. Can't set your watch by it. But man, you know it when you see it, and you've certainly seen it with Hopper in year two. All right, I'm going to correct myself right off the bat. And yeah, like I said, just reading this live, Welch did not make it. He's been released. So once again, a really good summer, really productive on special teams. Christian Welch, thanks for all you do. You know, here's the street. Man, that's a tough gig right there. Yeah, you hate to see that for the young man. I think one of the biggest question marks people are going to have is at corner when you look at the names, and probably a lot of names people aren't familiar with or know very well. Obviously, Kamal Haddon and Micah Robinson rounding out the end of the depth chart, I think will raise some eyebrows, especially given how well King performed throughout camp and preseason. But if you guys have been watching this channel for any length of time, you know I think Micah Robinson's had a really good camp. And certainly he didn't get a lot of run in preseason, but I do think he looked the part at Reinicke Field day in and day out when I was in Green Bay. So, and Haddon clearly helped himself with his final week of practice and his performance in that final preseason game. And these guys are undoubtedly at some point going to play. Like, they may even start the year as healthy scratches. There's that possibility, sure. But as the season goes along, you guys know the NFL season is a war of attrition. There's no doubt that injuries will occur, especially at corner. And at some point, these guys are going to have to give you reps. They're going to have to give you minutes in games and what have you. We'll see how the Packers have done as far as cultivating the bottom of that cornerback depth chart. And I do think even with the release of King, I do think there's a very, very good chance that he's back on the practice squad. Now, obviously, he has to make it through waivers. It is a bit of a calculated risk. But there's absolutely, I think, a very, very good chance that he is playing for the Packers this year at some point, given that they will put him back on the practice squad and will undoubtedly call him up on game day as a weekly call up throughout the season at different points. So just because you're off the roster today doesn't mean you can't be back tomorrow. We'll see what happens over the course of the next kind of 24, 48 hours. But again, not a ton of shocking moves, no real monster surprises. I do think there were a few small surprises, but nothing earth-shattering. I think this went about as well as you thought it would and about the way you thought it would. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to everybody see everybody mixing it up. Before I get to your questions and comments, got to give a shout-out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Based in Wisconsin since 1992, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the game, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, folks. You know you'll want to. What's going on, everybody? Sean Gallagher starting us off with a super chat. Thank you so much for the support. Was there always this much fuss about roster cuts back in the day? Did it receive the same coverage and analysis as it does nowadays? Nearly there. Sean, you are astute in your thinking that it didn't used to be like this. No, of course. This is very much kind of grown over the course of, I want to say, the last 20 years in particular. But certainly, like, you know, when the teams that were winning the division and going to the Super Bowl back in the 90s, sure, you paid attention, you read about it in the paper the next day. You certainly weren't following along in any real live capacity. You just found out who was on the team in the paper the next day and or even when they just took the field the next week. But yeah, man, you know, it's the NFL has created itself into a 365 going concern, including every bit of its operation, whether it is a roster construction, which we follow all through the offseason, right? I mean, hell, look at the buildup for the draft, which is literally just picking players. You know, I don't begrudge anyone who's obsessed by it. I love it. I love that they follow along. Certainly, we have a roster tracker on CheeseheadTV.com for that very purpose. I'm with you. I think it's a little overblown, but at the same time, you know, there's interest and it allows something like Cheesehead TV to even exist. So I appreciate the interest and the passion. But yeah, man, like, oh no, who this sixth or seventh corner didn't make the team. And I've seen people, and you know, it's always the usual suspects talking about what a terrible move it is and what, and bringing in Isaiah Simmons and Mecole Hardman and then cutting them is a terrible look for Goody. No, it's none of those things. It's just roster construction. And they took a look at some veterans who were really cheap and cost them next to nothing to bring in, work out, have on the team for a bit, and then decide, you know what? We got younger, better players that we can lean on instead. It's just like watching people in a lab. And that's what I always kind of, you know, equate a lot of this work to, especially during training camp and when they're trying things and working on things. Again, I get the interest, but man, not everything is a referendum. You know, not every transaction on the wire is doom and gloom or we're going to the Super Bowl. You know, it's just meat and potatoes roster construction. That's all it is. No more, no less. Raha, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is it more concerning that Banks hasn't been able to stay on the field or that he hasn't been amazing when on the field? I don't know about hasn't been amazing. I don't need him to be amazing. I need him to block some dudes and make holes for the running backs and keep the quarterback upright. I think he had, you know, a handful of bad snaps in that first preseason game, but I think he's had a ton of really good snaps in practice. As far as, you know, not being able to stay on the field, hard to say with any kind of certainty as far as how much of that is just trying to mitigate anything else happening and acquiescing to a vet who, you know, clearly knows the game, knows what they're asking of him, and they don't want to risk further injury. So they're just keeping him on the sideline. I mean, that could be the approach, or it could be something very serious. We don't know, you know. We'll get a better handle on that when we get our first kind of look in practice the week of the game, a week from now, and when we get our first injury report, which is a week from tomorrow, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, I'm not totally concerned about it yet, but it's certainly, you know, disappointing that you have your one of your prize free agents who can't seemingly stay on the field right out of the gate because he suffered a back issue on, I think it was the first padded practice. That's never a good feeling. Let's put it that way. Jim, what's going on, man? Thanks for super chat. They only kept four linebackers. My guess is they send Savion to IR tomorrow and bring back Welch. Very much a possibility. That's what I just said. Like, just because you're not on the roster today doesn't mean you might not be on it tomorrow. And certainly that is a move they could make as far as putting Savion Williams on injured reserve. And then because he's already been on the 53, that enables them to bring him back because they get eight total slots as far as designated to return, two of which obviously have now happened prior with the two exclusive IR to returns with Lloyd and Monk. He could very well, but again, it's hard to say with any, you know, certainty without knowing the severity of the injuries, but that's very much a realistic possibility. Simatovich, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. How pumped are the girls for Taylor Swift? RIP to the Clifford Truthers. Hot take, Bo Melton will win us a game in the secondary this year. Go Pack, go. Then you got to add all the other stuff that I will never read out loud. Yeah, the girls are very excited. They both, two of the three, both called me right after the news broke. Another, the Violet texted me later about it. Not immediately, but I heard from all three of them. And yeah, they're very excited. I'm really don't care, but hey, very happy for Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey. The Clifford Truthers, they will live on forever, man. You can't kill a Clifford Truther. They exist, and you can nuke them from orbit and try and erase them, but they will always be with us. I know this because I know them. I literally know two people who are diehard Clifford Truthers. So yeah, I guess today's maybe a dose of reality, but I don't think that's going to matter. I really don't. E4, what's up, man? My biggest question mark is how to gloat with class after we win another Super Bowl this season. I mean, it's something that every Packers fan has to wrestle with, right? When you're thinking about that moment when they're hoisting Lombardi and you want to rub it in everybody's face, but you know, you're the Packers. It's a classy organization, and you want to be an extension of that. But at the same time, I think there are personal relationships that we all have with certain fandoms where maybe some of those rules go out the door. You know, your mileage may vary. Dustin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hunter Renfro worth a visit? I wouldn't think so, but who knows if Richmond Williams and company want to take a look-see. Possibly, but they would surprise me. Let's just say that. This is hilarious. Ballantyne is a bum. Glad he's gone. You guys are so harsh. I thought he was going to make it strictly because he was balling out on special teams again, but clearly they have other ideas. I don't think he's a bum, man. I think, hell, he had one of the best plays of the day against the Seahawks on special teams. Is he the world's greatest cornerback? No, but I don't think he's a bum. I think that's it's a tad harsh there, sir. Smith's mouth. I like this. Next year's challenge, Bo Melton competing for the number two quarterback spot. Hey, man, the more you can do, right? The more you can do. Sorry, Negs, I'm not a fan. Well, I gathered. I get it, man. All players have value, no matter how bad you think they are in an NFL context. And look, I get it. There are players that are better than others, right? No matter how bad you think a dude is, if he's in the NFL competing for a roster spot, he is not a bum. I mean, there are only so many of those spots available, and there are only so many humans that can do it. I'm sorry, man. It's just, I don't know. I guess it's old school, but, you know, I harken back to what McCarthy said back in the day. You know, they're all good players. Some are better than others. Great players make all the players around them better each and every time they take the field, you know. But this idea that this guy's out there being a bum, you know, and I know you're probably, you know, it's the parlance of a certain time. I get it. But, yeah, man, I don't know. It's just a bit harsh for my liking. Rally Kid, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Does Simmons get picked up or does he make the practice squad? I would be shocked if he's on a practice squad. I think somebody will take a look in another town. I would be surprised if he's back in Green Bay. Let's put it that way. As far as being picked up, to be clear, and I, you know, I think this is what you mean, but just so everyone knows, as a vested veteran, he does not go through waivers. He is instantly a free agent and can sign wherever and with whoever he wants. Which I suspect he'll, again, because of that athleticism and upside, somebody will give him a shot. And I don't think necessarily they'll want him as a player on defense. I think he put enough good stuff on tape, special teams wise, this summer to at least catch on someplace as a teamer. David, I wouldn't completely rule it out. Wait, sorry, I missed your thing here. Where'd it go? Oh, there we go. Do you see them picking up a cornerback after the cuts are over? Not necessarily. I've said this all summer. Certainly, I've seen it suggested in the comments of my Twitter feed today that, you know, oh, this is a disaster in waiting, blah, 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 because people aren't familiar with a lot of the guys in the cornerback depth chart. I doubt that there's a guy out there who's going to get cut and be on a waiver wire that is they're going to like more than what they have on hand, who guys that they've had in-house since, you know, April, even before that in the offseason program. So, I mean, it's a possibility. Never say never. We saw them bring in a offensive line depth, right, with the trade with the Eagles. But I think they like their dudes a whole hell of a lot more than the public does or even knows about. And I think after watching this team this summer, I get it. I think there is talent there. Now, a lot of it's unproven. And that does give you pause and certainly makes you a little bit nervous as a fan. But they seem very confident that these guys are talented enough to do what they need to do if and when injuries strike to, you know, plug them in for a game or two, hopefully not much more than that. But, you know, is somebody you're going to be picking up that's a cast off from another team going to be marginally better, exponentially better? I mean, I doubt it, right? And these are guys that know your system and have been in your program for a number, you know, maybe a year, maybe, you know, 6 months, whatever. They're going to roll with the guys they know more often than not. Now, all of that said, all it takes is, say, somebody they liked in the draft process, like last year or 2 years ago, et cetera. Maybe they had them in for a visit. They get released for whatever reason and a numbers crunch at another team. Yeah, I suspect they'd probably take a swing, right? But again, I do think like the Kamal Haddons and the Micah Robinsons of the world are going to surprise a lot of people if they get an opportunity. That would be my guess. We'll never see the law firm of Valentine, Ballantyne, and Nixon in the secondary again. These are the sad moments. These are the sad parts of following a team. No doubt about it. What else we got? What else we got? Melton kicks an extra point to win a game when McManus goes down mid-game this year. Wow. The more you can do, right? There it is. Where's BJ Raji? See, we got our BJ Raji mention, and now we're back. Now we're fully and truly back. And speaking of being back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you, don't forget, tomorrow is the 2025 season kickoff of Packer Transplants Live. That's right. Myself, Corey Banky, two guys who like to think they know something about football. Back live talking Packers. We'll be back each and every week throughout the season. cannot wait to be talking ball with Corey again. Always a good time. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Lambeau time. Going to be a good time. Hope to see you here, right here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Joe, what's up, man? Stackhouse keeps Packers rookie UDFA streak alive. It does, because he will be most likely, now we got a ways to go, but most likely be on the roster heading into week one. He's rostered and will be on the roster in week one, which is the technicality that saves the entire streak, because they got Narv Dog last year, who obviously was not their undrafted guy, but they did pick him up, and then he was on their roster heading into week one and was their kicker, obviously, down in Brazil, etc. And that's what kept that streak alive. So, yes, Nazir Stackhouse keeps the now 20-year streak of an undrafted free agent being on the roster week one alive. And look, he earned it, man. You guys probably heard my conversation with Justice about this. I understand he's limited, right? And he's got a ways to go as far as polishing his game at the NFL level. But he certainly gives you something no one else on that kind of defensive line does, as far as simply, obviously, his bulk and his ability in the run game. But he has a really good knack for getting across the line of scrimmage and, you know, affecting the backfield in the run game in particular. Now, as far as a pass rusher goes, he's probably, you know, pretty negligible. But I do think there are going to be times this year where they're facing teams, and I know you're probably rolling your eyes at this point because I talk about this all the time, but I do think they're going to be teams that are going to want to button it up and run the football. And on those weeks, he is going to be a pretty damn valuable piece to be able to roll in there on early downs and hopefully, you know, at least hold up as well as they held up against the run last year. And I think that's a big part of why he's on the roster.
Cheeto.
What's up? We must remember most of us here run 42nd 40-yard dash. I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. What else we got here, folks? FMCH, what's up? I think we could have a top five linebacker group with the guys we have. Thoughts? Today's jam on cutdown day. This is how it feels by Inspiral Carpets. Inspiral Carpets, good pull. I mean, top five, sure. Man, who's doing the ranking? You know? I just want them to be productive in this scheme, and I want them to be consistent. And if they can do that, you can rank them wherever you want. You know, I just want them to be effective. I want to be good in the structure of the defense. You know, make plays, make game-changing plays. Let's go. Yes, they can. They got all the ability in the world, especially with Hopper making the jump that he took this summer, or seemingly has taken, to pair with Quay and Edgerrin Cooper playing together. I love it, man. Justin says, I'd say they trade for a cornerback. I wouldn't say it's impossible. Again, it'd have to be a specific target, obviously. But again, I think they like their guys a lot more than you guys do. Hype. What's up, Doug? I have heard players celebrate cutdown day with a cold glass of Carry the G. You know what? I've heard the same thing.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Any excuse to play the song. And speaking of Carry the G, do not forget, people, if you're going to be in the Green Bay area, if you're going to the game, the opener against the Lions, come on out Saturday night before the game for the first ever Cheesehead TV kickoff party. That's right. Starting at 7 p.m. at the D2 Sports Pub, Armed Forces Drive, right across from Lambeau Field. Corey and I will be hanging out. They'll be Carry the G to drink. And then Motel Men will play at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. Really hope you can all make it. If you're in town, please stop by. It's a free event, open to the public. Come on out the night before the game. First ever kickoff party for Cheesehead TV. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you can all make it. What else we got here? I got time for a few more. What's going on, man? Mac and Cheese podcast raid. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what that means, but let's go. Let's freaking go. I'm glad Stackhouse made it. Me too. Nags, will Love have enough time to gel with the hurt getting well receivers to be effective against Detroit? It's going to have to, man. I mean, here's the thing. Most of those guys now at this point have played, what do they talk about, banked reps? They have a ton of banked reps together. So it's going to be much more about what is the approach, what's the game plan, what concepts are they using? And then, yes, of course, they're going to be a factor of how much can they kind of install that week of practice going into that game as far as can we run it a number of times, make sure everybody's on the same page, etc. But, you know, all told, most of this crew now has played together a whole lot. You know, I don't really worry too much about that, but obviously a lot of it's going to be down and distance driven, trying to be efficient on first down, so you're never in these third and longs, because that's when the Lions can get after you in a big, big way. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about that, but that's part of the gig, right? Every team's dealing with it, too. That's the other thing. I mean, look at the – did anyone see the Bears practice report today? They literally had one running back, one, for the whole team, one running back. They had DeAndre Swift. And that was it. Everyone else was hurt. You know what I mean? Like, that's just part of the league, man. You got it. You don't have a choice. You got to make it work. And I suspect they will. They'll have a plan. They'll execute it, hopefully at a high level. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss. I got a bunch of super chats. I cannot miss. Soder, what's going on, man? I'm currently in the fetal position, rocking back and forth as I come to terms with another year of adventures and punt return. I miss Micah Hyde. Hey, man, maybe they'll coax Micah Hyde out of retirement. I kid. I'm with you, man. It's unfortunate that we'll most likely be back to Jaden Reed on punt return. Although, who knows? Maybe they run Matthew Golden back there. He did it in training camp. I'm just saying. Everybody says, oh, I want a new punt return. No, not that punt returner. We'll see. We will see. Menace, what's going on, man? There's loads of talent on the waiver wire today. I have criticisms with Goop, but this is where he shines. Lots of Campbells and Douglases out there. There are, and certainly if they find one that fits and they think fits well with their program and their system, yeah, they'll take that shot. But, you know, those attempts were kind of, as far as name-checking Campbell and Douglas, that was kind of what Simmons and Hardman were, you know, they were attempting there, like some kind of reclamation project, so to speak. Clearly didn't hit on either one of those, but that, to your point, doesn't mean they'll stop looking, right? No doubt about that. Raha, what's up, man? Best guess, O-line week one? Well, this is impossible without knowing where we are health-wise, right? We're Elgton Jenkins is still a mystery. Banks, who knows where that back issue lies as far as severity, right? But if I had to guess, Rashid Walker's your left tackle, Jordan Morgan's your right guard, and then probably Banks and Jenkins left to each other there, guard and center, and then Zach Tomat, right tackle. And then Sean Ryan, unfortunately, is on the sideline. But that's just a guess, sitting here right now, not knowing anything about health and, you know, how realistic it is for some of those guys to play. Carl Van Beckham, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Appreciation post for Cheesehead TV. My job has recently been eliminated, so I'll have a lot more time to check you out live. Looking forward to our linebacker group. Man, they pop. Dog, I'm really sorry to hear about your gig, but thank you for the support. And stop sending super chats until you find another job, man. I mean, I don't say that facetiously. I'm like, we appreciate the support, man, but, you know, don't feel the need to throw money behind us while you're looking for work. Appreciate you, though. Thank you so much. And as far as the linebacker group, hell yes. You know, you guys have been watching me long enough to know it happens every summer, and I am fighting like hell the urge to buy in on the defense before I see them week one, right? Because, look, we're all Packers fans. We know. We've been hurt. We've been scarred. We've been excited only to get let down. And I'm not going to let it happen again. So, yes, the potential is there. I am excited, but I am in wait-and-see mode in everything, in every aspect on the defensive side of the ball. Storm Ray, what's up, man? My gut says our corners will be sneaky good. See? Listen to his gut. See, this is someone who knows. That's what I'm talking about. My gut says it's going to be good too. There we go. Our guts are talking. See, there you go. Now we're cooking with gas. I like it. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members, do not forget, happy hour tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Lambeau time. The information is on your respective pages. Everybody else, please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe. I know you're probably here every day. Even though you don't subscribe, you know I go live every day at 5 Eastern, and you're like, oh, I'll just join Nagler, blah, 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 but you never subscribe. Please, please subscribe. Even if you never consume any other content that we do here on the YouTube channel, each subscriber means a whole lot to us. So please hit subscribe. We really appreciate it. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.